According to Summit Carbon Solutions website, which is the only project currently planning to put a carbon pipeline into this state, that in Nebraska, Iowa, and Minnesota, the other three states that are proposing to provide feeder carbon into this pipeline, they are paying about $50,000 per linear mile in property taxes. I'll say that again, $50,000 per linear mile in property taxes. That's going to be their every year project cost. In South Dakota, we should be proud of this, we're charging them $25,000 per mile in property taxes each year. Assuming that each one of the easement holders here was paid the $1 per foot and they didn't negotiate something higher, we'll assume they're all at $1 per foot, we would add, unsurprisingly, $5,280 per linear mile to project costs. That simple math suggests it's still only 60% of the linear cost on these metrics coming through our state. Only in the other states, government takes it all. And what we're talking about here is the farmers and ranchers obtaining this.